Philip Saint-Pierre. These urgent care. Today's date is 09/17/2025. Dictation is for Franklin Mittag. Mittag spells M-I-T-T-A-G. Franklin spells F-R-A-N-K-L-I-N. Date of birth is 01/10/1979. This is a 46-year-old gentleman with pain to his right wrist. Period. His prior patient said he was cutting some tile when one. Correction. He was cutting some tile when a piece of the tile was ejected and made contact with his right wrist, period. Described pain as sharp, rated pain 6/10, worse with touch and motion, period. He said pain is located in the anterior surface of his right wrist, non-radiating, period. Said he suffered a laceration and is able to have it repaired, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed. These were all negative, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient said his tetanus is up to date. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented and okay. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room rep. Blood pressure is 142/82. Pulse 62. Respiration 18. Temperature 96.2. Period. Next paragraph. Right wrist. The 3 cm laceration. Linear. No active bleeding. Next line. Patient has full range of motion with moderate discomfort. He has full range of motion of his wrist and full range of motion of all digits with no discomfort. Dorsalis correction. Radial pulse is present. Cap refill is less than 2 seconds. Sensation is normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is laceration right wrist. Assessment number two is right wrist pain. Next paragraph. Procedure. Suture. Procedure was explained to patient. We talk about complications to include infection, bleeding, poor healing, among others. Patient express understanding and give permission for me to proceed. Site was irrigated with normal saline, approximately 250 milliliters. Next line, site was then cleaned with betadine and hydrogen peroxide. Next line, lidocaine with epinephrine was injected for anesthesia. Approximately 5 cc's were injected. Next line. After anesthesia was achieved, a number 3 absorber was used to suture on the inside. The number 3 sutures was utilized. A total of 3 sutures were used on the sub-Q. Next line. Number 2 suture absorber was used. To close the outer portion of the laceration, you receive a total of 6 sutures. Next line. Bleeding was minimal. After the procedure, patient was able to move his wrist in all directions with little discomfort. He was able to move his digits in all range of motion. Cap refill was less than 2 seconds. Sensation was normal. Radial pulse present, period. Next paragraph, patient tolerated procedure well. Next line, there were no complications of significance, period. Next line, site was then bathed in triple antibiotics, covered by 4x4 and secured with co-band. Patient was strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic in 2 days to reassess for infection. He was sent home with the following medication: Bactrim, 800/160 milligrams, 1 POBID for 10 days, open parentheses. Patient indicated the tile was dirty and it was going on the floor, period. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with Bactrim and Tylenol number 3. Takes 1 Tylenol number 3 at bedtime, period. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Patient was educated on self-care period. End of meditation.